Here's Griff.
Welcome back to the Griff Show. Glad you're with us here. Hour number two on a Wednesday, the hump day edition of the Griff Show. Glad you're with us here. Ray Perkins, former Alabama coach, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And a lot to talk about with him. And we will talk to him a little bit later on in the show. 866-485-WUMP, 866-485-9867. We also talked about Robert Griffin there. If you're an NFL guy, who do you take? I mean, Andrew Luck has the successes on the field, you know, and all that stuff. And he's got athleticism. Now, he's not Robert Griffin III, but he's got athleticism. 6'3", about 240, can run well. Many question his arm, but I think his accuracy is unquestioned. I think his mind and the way he's analytical is unquestioned. I think Robert Griffin is also the same way. So, in any event, who do you take if you're the NFL general manager? I'm not sure I'm ready to pick. Like I said, I think it would be, I'll let you pick and be perfectly happy with what I get. 6'3", 240, 6'2", 220. Robert Griffin runs well. Andrew Luck runs well. Andrew Luck's very smart, throws a nice catchable ball. Robert Griffin's very smart, throws a nice catchable ball. I mean, what are we talking about here? Can you go wrong with either one? Well, Andrew Luck played the Pac-12. Well, Robert Griffin III played the Big 12. I don't think you can I don't think you can choose between the two. Again, I give you first choice, and I'm pretty happy. I'm still smiling at the end of the day on that one. I don't think this is going to be a Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning deal, where one goes to superstardom and the other falls off the face of the earth and becomes a golf coach. I think this is going to be more of an Eli Manning, Philip Rivers deal, where both are really good quarterbacks. What do you think? 866-485-WUMP, 866-485-9867. Talk a little NFL draft right now with Robert Griffin and more. And you can see us streaming live on 730ump.com. So, what do you think? 866-485-9867 to get in on the show. Again, the mock draft has five Alabama guys, which I think would be a record. Trent Richardson going first, and that's amazing in and of itself. Running backs aren't drafted that high. It was just a year ago Mark Ingram was 25th. And now Trent Richardson would go fifth. Well, they say Trent Richardson's that special. And Drake Kirkpatrick's still top 10, they're saying, even with the arrest in Florida, which I guess would affect him none at all. If he's taken seventh or eighth, we can say that the arrest in Florida meant nothing to the NFL in drafting Drake Kirkpatrick. So, what do you think? Who would you take? I think this is, again, Luck and Griffin III is a Eli Manning, Philip Rivers deal, not a Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning deal. I don't think you can miss on either one. Let's go to Bama Zach, who is called into the Griff Show. Bama Zach, how are you?
Griff, how you doing?
Doing well.
First off, I was wanting to say it. I don't know, Jay, you or Jason might already mentioned it, but Alabama got a commitment from Huntsville High School today. They got the lineman Grant Hill.
Yeah, we talked about that last hour, Grant. We'll talk about it more with Andrew Bone tomorrow, but yeah, he's the guy that has come on lately. He had offers from virtually every SEC school, and they like him. In fact, I think we talked about him last Thursday, too, being very close to committing to Alabama with Andrew Bone. So, yeah.
That's a huge pickup.
And then they got Tyrone Jones as well.
Yeah, Tyrone Jones, another running back, four stars. So I'm sure the Georgia folks are still getting mad that Nick Saban's running it, taking all their players, but hey, Mark Rick don't have that fence built.
And, well, I mean, it'd be hard for him
Nick
to have a
Saban
fence.
And Kirby Smart's going right on in.
Well, it'd be hard to have a fence because that place puts out so many players, it's ridiculous, as you know. I mean, you know, Atlanta's putting out tons, so it's become the new Florida, you know, kind of.
Absolutely. But as far as the draft, I'm sorry. I mean, I think Robert Griffin's going to be a very good ball player. I don't think he is even in upper echelon. I know he won the Heisman Trophy, but how many Heisman Trophy winners have we saw that didn't make it in the NFL? And I just don't think between him and Luck, I don't think there's a comparison. And one thing about Griffin, he's not much taller than Colt McCoy, is he? I mean, he's got more talent than Colt McCoy, but he's not a tall quarterback either. And I just think trading up for number 2 pick in the draft, damn, I think that's a risk.
For Robert Griffin?
Absolutely.
I think
he might have been more of a system quarterback than he is. I mean, he's got talent.
I mean, what was the system they ran? You know, I mean, I know he threw the ball a lot, but you could say that about everybody in the Big 12, couldn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, I think when you compare him and Luck, I don't think there's a comparison. And I could be proven wrong. He's a great kid, and I'm not saying nothing bad about it. I just don't think he, for number 2 pick in the draft, I think maybe top 10, top 15, but I just don't see him. I mean, you've seen so many guys over the years that win Heisman Trophy winner, everybody thinks it's going to be stars. They play 2 or 3 years and they fizzle out.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I could be wrong on this guy, but I am not wrong on Trent Richardson. That guy's going to be probably have a better career, I'm thinking, than Sean Alexander and any of the other running backs from Alabama that's ever played in the NFL. I really think this guy is going to be impressive. And if he does go to Tampa Bay, you got LeGarrette Blount. So it's going to be like it is at Alabama. He's not going to have to carry the full load, and that's going to add extra time to his career when you're not the guy who's carrying 300 or 400 times, and you got guys that kind of help share the load with you.
No, I think so, too, and I think he's a guy that, well, obviously the NFL thinks the same thing, that he is special because, as we talked about, it was only a year ago the number 1 back was Mark Ingram at 25. And then now the number 1 back is 5th. So that tells you that the NFL thinks this is a once every decade kind of back. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he catches, as you know, he catches the ball, he blocks, he's a great teammate. There's nothing, if you sculpted a back physically, but also mentally, socially, in every other way, in rounding a football player, it would be Trent Richardson. Teammates love him. Offensive line loves him. He blocks. He catches the ball. He doesn't mind sharing time. I mean, the guy's just, he's not only a workout freak, he's a work freak. I mean, he's the ultimate guy to draft a running back. And I think that's what the NFL sees.
And like I said, on Robert Griffin, I could be wrong. He could be tons better, and he could get to the Super Bowl quicker than Andrew Luck does. You know, so I don't know. It's just all a guessing game. But if Cleveland's going to trade up to number 2 pick, they better really know that this is the right move for them, because they've made a lot of bad moves in their franchise history. So
yeah, all right, good stuff.
Okay, have a good one, Griff.
And I don't understand trading up. I think the Browns are number 4 on the original draft, and they would trade to number 2. Well, the Vikings are number 3. The Rams are number 2. wouldn't you just stay at number four? Why in the world do you feel like you got to trade up? The Rams aren't going to draft Robert Griffin. The Vikings aren't going to draft Robert Griffin. Well, what is there to be scared? Do they think the Vikings are going to draft another quarterback after having Christian Ponder? I don't know.
You Ram sure about that?
Why would you? I mean, and Christian Ponder played pretty good last year. I mean, can you honestly say as an NFL general manager that Christian Ponder was so ineffective that we feel like we got to draft another quarterback this year? That's ridiculous. Ponder's an athlete. He's like Andrew Luck. He's an athlete. He can run. He can throw. I thought he played pretty well for the Vikings. So why would you think that they would draft Robert Griffin III? That'd be, you talking about staying back and not building your team, that'd be really stupid, I think. And that's no disrespect to Robert Griffin. I just think Christian Ponder's a very good athlete with a great arm and in a great system. I mean, what are we talking about here? I mean, Ponder's big, can run, you know. I don't know. I don't understand the trading up deal. I understand trading up if a team was going to take a quarterback, but I wouldn't see St. Louis or the Vikings taking a quarterback.
And didn't Cleveland do that back a couple of years ago? They traded up to get a certain quarterback. What was his name? Brady Quinn, that's who it was.
Brady Quinn.
And how that worked out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that guy hasn't gotten a shot. I don't think he was that bad either, and I thought he played great in the preseason. I think somebody should really treat him like Matt Flynn and give the guy a shot. So, I don't know. 866-485-9867 to get in on the Griff Show. I mean, Quinn's still what? 26, probably? Something like that? How many years ago was that? 3 or 4? He's still young, right?
Like 2007, maybe. So, yeah, probably so, around 4, maybe.
Maybe 6 or 7. Because he got out probably 22. He stayed senior.
21, 22. Yeah. 25, 26. Yeah. That's about right.
I mean, he's still got time. Riviera Fitness on Highway 72. Great place to go right now. No enrollment as they get you ready for 2012. So, they're kind of extending the 2012 deal. For no enrollment. And Riviera Fitness is a great place to go for all your fitness needs. They got Zumba. They got body sculpting. All the cardio equipment you would want. Spinning, obviously. But they got the incredible MMA classes. And they have them from kids to women to men. And these aren't where you go learn to fight. You do the movements to get in shape. But you're not necessarily fighting. They do have that too, but not necessarily fighting per se. But they got all those things and the traditional weights like I do. I like to do cleans. I like to do some weights, do a little bodybuilding. So, I mean, they got all that for everybody under the sun. And that's what's beautiful about Riviera Fitness. Then you throw in tanning and all the other things. It's your complete place to go. And right now, no enrollment. They're going to give you a week-long pass to make sure you enjoy it. And with the location at University Drive, as well as Athens there on Highway 72, I mean, it's a no-brainer. So call today and go by Riviera Fitness, or you can go online at RivieraFitnessCenters.com. The number to call is 539-6211. 539-6211. Riviera Fitness. Should we take Chris real quick? Or go to, is that all right? We'll take Chris. We'll postpone the break a little bit here. Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, on the just wanted to get your opinion on talking about Andrew Luck or RG3. Which do you think is a better pocket passer?
Luck or RG3?
Yes.
I mean, I would say Luck right now, but I don't think Robert Griffin III is not a pocket passer. I think he's a passer first and then can run.
Yeah, I think as history shows with the running quarterbacks, they don't have a longevity in the NFL. Look at Michael Vick; he's had a couple of good years. The Tennessee Titans, Vince Young.
Yeah.
He kind of bombed out.
Yeah, but I think Robert Griffin III is not like those guys. You know what I mean?
You don't think so?
No, I really don't. I think he's more of a true passer. Now, I say that, and this is just my impression. I didn't watch 15 of his games this year, But
that's why I was asking your opinion because I didn't get an opportunity to see a whole lot of.
He's not a run around. He's not a running around quarterback. When he runs, there's a purpose to it, to pick up a first down. He's not running, scrambling when he doesn't have to.
He's still back there to pass first.
Run. His numbers are crazy if you look at them. Crazy numbers.
Wow.
And he's 6'2", 220. He can run, but, Andrew Luck can run. See, that's that whole
right.
We look at the black guy and think he's a runner, and we look at the white guy and think he can't. And Andrew Luck can run, and Robert Griffin can throw. So they're really closer than most people will probably make it out to be,
Yeah, because my money would have been on Andrew Luck. I think RG3 is a exceptional young guy, and I wish him the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
But my money would have been on Andrew Luck being the better, the more patient pocket passer.
Yeah. And he might be slightly, but I don't think there's enough difference to even qualify that. I think Robert Griffin is just as patient. He's not going to take off and run at the first sign of trouble like a lot of guys have, But it's a valid, it's a valid question. There's no question about it because they do want – as Trent Dilfer says, when the NFL, it helps to run and do all those things, but there's going to be a time when it's 3rd and 8 and you've got to make a throw from the pocket. Can they do that?
Right.
I think both guys can. So, yeah, good stuff. Thank you. We appreciate your call. It is, 23 minutes after the hour. Open phone lines here. Talking a little bit of NFL draft here. Also some baseball. Ray Perkins coming up in about 35 minutes. Former head coach for the Crimson Tide and the New York Giants. We'll talk to him about the draft and stuff, too, on his drive home. This is The Griff Show. Come on back.
The Griff Show.
Welcome back to The Griff Show. Glad you're with us here on the program, 866-485-9867. Just talk a little bit of Luck and Robert Griffin III before they get out there and get after it at the Combine. I think it's a Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers kind of thing. Throw them in a pile, take one out, you got a good quarterback. I don't think it's Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning kind of situation at all. What do you think? Thomas is in Athens. And he's talking about trading up. I think it's kind of silly that the Browns would want to trade up two slots. Thomas, what do you think? Hey, Thomas. Thomas must have dropped off. 866-485-WUMP. 866-485-WUMP. Back to Thomas again. Thomas, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, I was just calling about that, about the him trading up to possibly get Griffin. What I thought was, if Washington, they could trade up and get that two spot. That's why the Browns would want to do it just so they wouldn't get jumped, because it sure would be a shame if they're sitting there at number four. Waiting for Griffin, and then the Redskins just jump him and they get him.
Yeah, I think there's validity to that thought for sure. But you could certainly, If they got it now, they could have got it then if they felt like they had to trade up to get him, you know? And perhaps the Rams were going to draft him anyway and then trade him afterwards. But, you know, and nothing's been decided yet, we should say, because the trade hasn't happened. The trade hasn't happened.
Yeah, because I'm thinking the Rams are sitting there because they need a receiver, and if they get the fourth pick, you know, say the order now, but say the Browns traded their fourth pick and their second round pick, they could get that lineman that they would get at the second pick anyways, because there's no way they're going to pick a quarterback when they have Sam Bradford.
Oh, absolutely, and the projections show them, as you said, getting a wideout. Justin Blackmon is kind of a no-brainer there. So, you know, they would get that too. And obviously, they'd get something from the Browns for that consideration too. What that is, I don't know. But again, this is just projections. So I guess I should make that more clear. This trade hasn't happened yet. You're right. Washington could be one that could move up as well. So we'll see who offers the most. But it'll be interesting to see how it shakes.
Yeah, I'm just ready to see where the Alabama guys go.
Yeah, Trent Richardson is projected fifth, which is just off the chain when you consider how people are viewing backs lately, and he would go fifth is just crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once they hit 30, they're done. So it would be amazing somebody in the top 10 even picking him.
Say again?
Well, it seems like every running back, by the time they're 30 years old, they're pretty much done. So anybody spending the top 10 pick on Richardson would be a risk, but I'm ready to see where it goes.
Right. No question. And I don't know. It's going to be real interesting to see how he lasts and if he is indeed a once-in-a-decade running back. I think he is, because I think he brings a lot of things to the table, don't you?
Oh, I completely agree, but then again, I'm a biased Alabama fan.
Well, I mean, just looking at it succinctly, I mean, great running back, great vision, got a burst of speed, blocks, not really injury prone, great teammate, catches the ball well. I mean, what else is there?
I know. I mean, strong as an ox. So,
plays like he has a chip on his shoulder. I mean, a lot of great things there.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. I'm just hoping he goes to the team where we can see him play on Sundays, regionally, that is.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Thomas.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
We appreciate it. 866-485-WUMP, 866-485-9867. To get on the Griff Show, we'd talk a little NFL stuff there. Ray Perkins coming up at the top of the hour. And we'll talk about, you know, he made some astute choices. He got a guy named Lawrence Taylor. Now, that was kind of a no-brainer. But then he got another guy, and I remember the day, and we'll talk to him about it. And the New York fans went nuts booing. Taken by the Giants from Morehead State, quarterback Phil Sims. They were killing Ray Perkins over that one. Turned out he knew what he was doing. Pretty good quarterback. And this is a guy that took Cornelius Bennett out of Inslee High School. And in the day of athleticism, when Bennett played fullback, running back, quarterback, defensive end, all kinds of positions, Ray Perkins saw a linebacker. So he knew what he was doing, putting guys where. 866-485-9867, 866-485-WUMP to get in on the Griff Show. So, a lot of good stuff going on there. Last night, Auburn beaten by Florida. And not good scoring by the Tigers in the 40s. 47 points to be exact against Florida. One guy in double figures, Kenny Gabriel injured, went out with 12 minutes to go, not to be seen again. And not a good time for Auburn. They fall to 14-13. The second half, Florida came out and hit their first five threes. Kenny Boynton hit three of them. Auburn played well, but just couldn't hang on. Gators hit 7-12 in the second half to beat Auburn. So Auburn now 4-9. Gators 22-6, 10-3 on the year. Number 11 and playing hot and catching fire at the right time. Kenny Boynton led Florida with 20. 6-9 behind the arc. Florida shooting 53% from the floor, 52 behind the arc. Auburn 33% from the floor, 35 behind the arc, and just not getting any help. Auburn hosts Arkansas Saturday, 3 o'clock Central Time in the Auburn Arena. But Arkansas has some work to do before that. They host Alabama tomorrow night on ESPN2. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off right here on The Griff Show. So, that's right, right? 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, it's on the up. It actually won't be on The Griff Show, but it'll be on the up.
True. I'm sorry. On the up. You're right. Sometimes we wish you were on The Griff Show. It is on the up. No question. We got all kind of stuff going on here. Cats beat the Bulldogs as well in basketball last night. Mississippi State played good. I think this is a case where it's a quality win, but Kentucky wins their 19th in a row. They just, you know, just can't beat Kentucky right now. They were 3-3 going into playing them, though. And two of the three had gone to overtime. And they played them tough, losing 73-64. But a senior, Darius Miller, came in, hit 12 points, all of them, in the final 8 minutes of the game. And Kentucky now 27-1. Their only loss to Indiana, like in December. And I saw that game, and Indiana was just lights out. 13-0 in a improved SEC, which tells you that Kentucky, you know, I've always viewed Kentucky as this real good team, but they're likely to get upset in the NCAA tournament because of their youth and the way they play. I'm not so sure about that now. I see a lot more resilience in Kentucky and the SEC. 13-0 in an improved league, coming back from their biggest halftime deficit all year, 41-28, to win by 9. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, 18 points. Mr. Davis, Anthony Davis, 13 points, 11 boards. Many altered shots, as usual. But quality loss for Mississippi State. The problem is that's four in a row, not quality losses, but four losses. DeBoss led Mississippi State with 21 points, 7 assists, a couple of boards. And they played their guts out, not enough. I mean, Moultrie has to go 39 minutes with 13 points, 11 boards. Boss, 21.7 assists, 38 minutes. You know, Bryant, 35 minutes. Kind of interesting to see. Not enough bench for Mississippi State in that game. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP. To get in on The Griff Show. Papa John's Pizza, great pizza right now at Papa John's. It's the hump day time to call Papa John's and get some exquisite, exciting pizza. Remember to go to Papa Rewards and PapaJohns.com. Get the Papa Rewards, get double points. Partake, be earning some great pizzas. And also, you could call downtown at 533-7272. Winchester Road area, 859-8929. University Drive area, 830-2226. We'll give you that number. You can also go online and order as well. And again, when you do, be sure you register for the rewards and start getting credit for all those pizzas you order at Papa John's. You got to have them from time to time because they're great pizzas, better ingredients, better pizzas, Papa John's. 20 minutes till 4 o'clock. More open phone lines here on The Griff Show. Open topics as well. Ray Perkins coming up next hour right here on The Griff Show. Come on back.
The Griff Show. This...
Welcome back to The Griff Show. We are glad you are with us here on the program. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP to get in on the show. And we're glad you are here, hanging out with us, as it were. And we've been talking about the NFL a ton right now, as well as other things going on. No real updates from Daytona, as it were. But it's going to be a absolute fantastic race, I think. And Danica Patrick will be one that will be looking to get things done in Daytona. She got the start from the owner's points there, along with Tony Stewart, of course. And, you know, she's getting ready. I mean, she is ready to race with the big boys, as Larry McReynolds told us on our show a couple of days ago. She's ready to trade paint. She's ready to do what it takes. McReynolds, for one, is very impressed. But here's Danica Patrick on her strategy going into Sunday's Daytona 500.
Keeping the GoDaddy nose clean, trying to not bend the car up and not get collected in accidents. It's going to be interesting whether it's smart to hang back and let it all evolve and let the accidents happen and then work your way through when there's less cars, or if it's going to be better to try and just work your way through and get towards the front.
That's an experience question, don't you think? That's one for the experienced drivers. I think you got to work your way up to the front, obviously, eventually. But we'll see. Now, they call her, and I think Larry McReynolds referenced her as the honey badger. Only in this day and time. She says she's using it as inspiration in her NASCAR world right now.
I would say that it's happened more than anything off the track in my attitude and how I'm going to get everyone to work around me like I feel like I want them to, so that we get the best out of everybody. It takes so much effort from everybody to get a car to victory lane. So I need everybody working for the same common goal, but in a really passionate way.
That was not the answer I was expecting Danica to say. I think that means she really doesn't like the nickname. But she's on a team with Tony Stewart, who won the title last year. So she's got some things going for her. What is it like working with Tony Stewart right now?
I've learned new ways to have fun. he's very adventurous with the little pranks and things that he pulls on the guys. So it keeps it really light and keeps it fun. I think people really like working with him and working for him. But then I think that the big bulk and the serious part of what I'm going to learn is just going to be starting with testing and getting ready for the race.
All right, practice is still going on as they get ready for the Gatorade Dual Sprint Cup Series racing. It is now over. There were some pretty quick cars out there. Greg Biffle went 197.6. Only 25 cars ran the practice. for the most part, they were running in packs in the draft. Montoya got into Casey Kane a little bit off turn four in practice. Lots of damage to the nose of Kane's car. He's got to run a backup for the Gatorade Duels. He'll go to the rear for the Duels, but not the Daytona 500 at all. Also, NASCAR considering some minor adjustments to the possibility of engines overheating. They're pleased with what happened over the weekend at the Budweiser shootout as they implemented changes to reduce tandem racing. But they're saying some overheating was moderate. They're not really worried about it. They might open up the front grill a little bit to get some more airflow in there. Or maybe adjust the pressure release valve, but they're going to reevaluate as the week grows. And it's going to be a lot warmer starting tomorrow and going through Sunday's 500. It's obviously warm here, even more warm down there. So the cool weather benefits racing. Not going to be tremendously cool there. So now they have announced that NASCAR will change the PSI on the radiator pressure release valve up it to 28. It was 25. By the way, the Gatorade Duel 150s tomorrow, 1 o'clock Central Time on the Motor Racing Network and Speed Television. So you can check it out right there. 9 minutes till top of the hour. There's your Daytona update brought to you by no one. If your business were advertising on the Griff Show, you could have had a Daytona update there.
We'll say for now it's brought to you by Ski Nebraska.
Feel free to call the show and try to advertise. Absolutely. We'll welcome that with open arms. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP. You heard Conrad Thompson's voice on many spots in this particular hour, but none more important than his own business, First Family Mortgage. Rates are so good right now, it's ridiculous. I think you can get in the low threes on a 15-year, certainly into the threes on a 20 and on a 30. So you've got so much damage you can do. It's unreal. So you need to check out First Family Mortgage, 425-0105, 425-0105. Also, go to the website at 1FMC.com and see how much monthly cash flow they can free up for you. See exactly how many tens of thousands of dollars that they could save you and years on your loan. And even if you're not sure you're going to stay in the house, it doesn't have to be the house you're going to die in to be worth the move of cutting term, because you're going to be paying more towards your principal. So all those questions can be answered by the folks at First Family Mortgage. The great thing is they're open till 9 o'clock tonight. How about that? 9 o'clock tonight, all day Saturday. It's not a bank, folks. They're here to service you. First Family Mortgage, 425-0105. This is the Griff Show. 7 minutes until the top of the hour. Talked about NFL draft and much more. I'm really anxious to get Ray Perkins on the show. We've also talked about the mock draft that has five Alabama guys going in the first round. Trent Richardson, fifth to the Bucks. And you know what? Most drafts I've seen have the Bucks taking him, which is kind of weird since they have LeGarrette Blount. And you don't think running back is this really glaring need for the Bucks, but I guess they do, and they've got a once-in-a-lifetime guy they can get. Dre Kirkpatrick, seventh to the Jaguars. Looks like the weed problem didn't hurt him at all, according to this mock draft. Courtney Upshaw, 13th to the Cardinals, the top 3-4 rush linebacker in the draft. Who else? Janoris Jenkins from North Alabama. The folks over there said they haven't heard much from him lately. First-round talent. They say his character issues will take him out of play for some teams, but the Bengals don't shy away from players with baggage. Obviously, they've played Pac-Man Jones and Terrell Owens in years past, so they may grab him at 21. And then you look down the mock draft, and you've got Mark Barron going a bit later than others had projected, number 29 to the Ravens. And then Dante Hightower, number 31 to the Patriots. I think he's another one that will be an absolute fantastic NFL player. And probably a little higher character than our friend Rolando McClain from Decatur, who has to stand trial in a month or two. 866-485-9867, 866-485-WUMP to get in on the Griff Show on this Wednesday. A little overcast, kind of warm though. Rain's coming in to our area a little bit later on. And NBA news, just a little snippet there. We haven't mentioned Jeremy Lin, and this is the first time in 2 weeks. Rajon Rondo likely to be the all-star replacement for Joe Johnson. He should be an all-star anyway, if you ask me. Joe Johnson dinged up a bit, so he is the injury replacement for Joe Johnson, who's got some tendonitis, his left knee. Sitting out 2 games this week and will not play in Sunday's All-Star game. By the way, I totally forgot about this, and maybe we'll do this next hour as well. You know what? Today is the 32nd anniversary. I think it's 32 anniversary. You know what happened 32 years ago on this day? Any guesses?
I wasn't born yet.
Well, does that mean you have never written a history book there?
I didn't pay much attention to history class in high school, but I do watch the History Channel.
The Miracle on Ice, 1980. Maybe.
I've watched Miracle.
The greatest sports story ever. Maybe the greatest sports story ever. So we could discuss if it's, to me, it's the most impactful sports story I've ever seen. What's the most impactful sports story you ever saw that involved a game? That involved a game. Any guesses? 866-485-WUMP, because that was beyond Disney films. There's no way that could happen. That would be like Lenny Acuff and UAH winning the NCAA tournament. Maybe even bigger odds than that. The Division I tournament. Maybe even bigger odds than that. That's the way it was. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP to get in on the Griff Show. Coming up in just a few minutes, Ray Perkins, former Alabama coach, New York Giants coach, now the head football coach for Jones County Junior College in Ellisville, Mississippi. He's back at coaching at age 71. We'll get old Coach Perkins on here in just a moment. WUMP.